time is 7 after the hour. Time for us to move beyond Good Day. That is with me as the leader of the pack, suggesting that there are very important things that we ought to discuss based on what's going on in my world. However, the rest of the world, for example, people in Portland, hello to you today, Charlotte, Pittsburgh, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, Las Vegas, Cincinnati, Cleveland.
Toledo, hello.
Toledo, hello. No, it's not Toledo. It's Pennsylvania. It begins with an A.
Altoona.
Altoona, hello.
How sad is it we're already forgetting
Larry King?
I'm not.
The little
I love
Larry
him.
King-isms.
Yeah, well, he'll be back. Isn't he going to do
he's
the
already back. He's
Al
doing
Gore
his,
TV?
Yeah, he's doing a TV thing. He's not doing current. He's doing, like, a web thing.
Is he? I am, too. Doug Steffen TV.
That's right.
On my own YouTube
channel.
Which,
by the way, tell us a little bit about this, Dougie, because you've been teasing this all morning, and I've gotten some requests on my Facebook page
about
how people can find.
Yeah, I went to YouTube, and I didn't see the video, so how do we find it?
The channel is Doug Steffen TV, all spelled out.
All spelled out. That's it.
Doug
so we
Steffen
go there.
TV.
We
What's
have
the name
one
of the video up there.
The only one that's currently up is Two Trees Standing.
Two Trees Standing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me try that. How are you laughing at me, Roberta?
It's an oldie but favorite.
It's not that old.
I'm just thinking about that joke of how Indian children get their names.
All right.
Heather knows exactly what I'm talking about.
The poll at DougSteffen.com today. As we focus on Father's Day, much of the program tomorrow is going to be focused on Father's, because Father's Day is on Sunday. So what are you getting your dad for Father's Day, Jennifer?
Nothing, because he left me and he's in the Czech Republic. He just called me. No.
Right.
I actually bought him a ticket to see Alan Jackson. We're going to go together. I prefer to give people dates. That's my new gift.
Right. And stuff you want to see.
No, he loves Alan Jackson.
Does he really?
I happen to enjoy him as well, but he loves Alan Jackson.
Okay. All right. So Heather's dad has passed, so she's not getting anything for her father.
No, celebrate him, though. I'll listen to you.
Richie's dad passed, so he's not getting anything for him.
Yeah.
My dad's gone.
You guys are cheap.
Let's see. Roberta's dad. The only one left here who's got a father is Jennifer.
It's me. You guys need to give my dad gifts, then. It'll make you feel better. Yeah. Or I'll tell you to give me gifts, and then I'll just return them.
Yeah, exactly. What are you getting your dad for Father's Day? A, dinner out. B, sport tickets. C, electronics. D, a card. E, a phone call. F, when's Father's Day again? I told you, my son called me last Sunday. And we talked since then. We just laughed for a few minutes. Dad,
a week off.
Yeah, he was worried.
And then he was thinking about you.
Only in his style, which Richie probably could parrot fairly well, did he say, "Oh well, blanket." You know that's
blanket.
Blank.
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 Oh, I thought you meant like Michael Jackson's.
No.
No.
Blank. It.
Like faux gras.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so the poll yesterday, speaking of faux gras, would you buy pizza from a vending machine? 28% said no, that sounds like an awful idea. 25% of you said, I can't imagine vending machine pizza would be any good. 19% of you said it might be okay, I'll try it once. 17% of you said, why not? 11% said, maybe if it isn't too expensive. If you didn't hear the story, you can catch up on it at DougSteffen.com. Basically, the bottom line is there is a company that's doing this in Europe. You can order a specialty pizza. They give you four choices, I think. What, pepperoni and cheese and whatever else. I can't imagine, unless they stock it fresh every day, that this is going to be anything other than garbage.
It's flash frozen. It's cooked and then flash frozen.
Yeah.
And then the heating is just basically a quick hot heat to defrost and get a little crispness.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you something. I'm going to there are three or four places within a mile of me here, and I'd rather spend the 10 minutes going and 10 minutes waiting and 10 minutes coming home than to expose myself. Wasn't it earlier today we were talking about, Ken said there are 10,000 germs in everybody's body? Imagine if you eat this pizza out of this vending machine, how many more germs you're going to have in your body. Can you? All right, anyway.
Oh, my goodness, the sun's out.
What's that got to do with it?
Look,
is this stream of consciousness radio? Oh, look, a shiny
penny. The sky's blue and the sun's out.
That's supposed to be my act, not yours.
It's the first time in like 3 weeks in New York that we've seen the sun.
So Rich McFadden is going to start with Beyond Good Day and his element of interest in just a matter of moments. So stick around for everybody being a star on Beyond Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Hey, this is your musician father speaking. Father's Day is almost here, and I'm publicly asking my family for a favor. This year, please buy Father's Day gifts at Guitar Center. There's a huge sale now through Sunday, so you can score gifts at ridiculous prices. Like instrument and mic cables, $2 for $10. AKG stereo headphones or Fender pedal tuners, just $29. Plus new everyday low prices on strings, sticks, and heads. So please go to Guitar Center before the sale ends on Sunday. Because musician dads are not like regular dads.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself how the Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Craig Stephan's Good Day program with thoughts on the minds of our stars, starting with Richard Charles McFadden.
Tis I.
Tis you. Tis I, the G-Man.
I am fascinated. You know how sometimes radio hosts will get a big interview, and they will try to throw out that hard-hitting question?
An interview with some newsmaker, somebody who's important.
Somebody who's important to make news.
In other words, the guy in Charlotte who would never stand a chance of talking to Barack Obama unless he was running for president and needed to grovel for every vote that he could. And he becomes Obama's best friend.
Right.
For
and then he tries
minutes.
To throw that one question out of there that he thinks will make him nationally known.
It's the gotcha question.
Where's my 15 minutes of fame? Well, Jim Rome, the sports talk host,
good
doesn't
host.
Need 15 minutes of fame. He's a very good host. Okay, very good host. Gets David Stern, the commissioner of the NBA, on his show the other day.
Uh-oh. He's not a good guy, nor is he popular.
Right,
none of that applies to him. Okay.
So Rome says, the New Orleans won the draft lottery, which, of course, has produced a lot of speculation that people think that the NBA fixed the lottery. And I know you appreciate a good conspiracy theory as much as the next guy, so was the lottery fixed? Which got Stern a little bit
defensive,
bristled and defensive, and he says, I have two answers for that. I'll give you the easy one, no, and a statement, shame on you for asking.
Woo-hoo.
And then Rome comes back and says, no disrespect, I'm just asking. And David Stern comes back and says, yeah, have you stopped beating your wife yet?
Oh!
Oh, my gosh.
Stern is a lawyer, by the way.
So Rome comes back and says, woo-hoo. I don't know if that's fair.
Is Rome beating his wife?
Apparently, there was a report a few years ago where he
woo-hoo.
Had the police called on him. The police showed up and...
no, really?
That is yeah. really hitting below the belt.
Wow.
Can you woo-hoo. Imagine?
I must have, so where'd the conversation go from there?
I mean,
pretty much ended
suits
after
of
that.
Slander?
Yeah.
Nah, you can't do wow. that. He,
that's good.
No slander. It wouldn't be. First of all, public... anybody who's visible, anybody who's considered a public person can't be sued or sue anybody else. You, once you get, it would be like me saying to Rich, the same thing. You know, if I knew that he was beating Janet and he couldn't sue me because we are both public personas, and that gives anybody... It's freeze.
Carte
it's open
blanche,
season.
Though?
It's carte blanche.
All
you
right.
can, but the exception to that has been when McMahon and Carson were both slandered by, I believe, it was two separate incidents in the National Enquirer, and they sued and won. I mean, Carson got like $30 million out of. He got big
time
right,
well,
dough.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Here's this gets even better. Okay, so Rome hasn't ever been.
Charged
for beating his wife. What actually Stern was doing was, as a lawyer, trying to prove a point.
Mm.
How do you answer that question and not look guilty?
Mm.
So what he did was he threw a question out there that no matter how you answer it, you look guilty.
You're wrong, yeah.
Have you stopped beating your wife? Mm-hmm. No. yes. So Stern was making the point. Was the NBA lottery fixed? No. Yes. You can't answer the question.
Well, was it? All right, let's get back to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, was
the NBA law? Was it fixed?
That's why Stern threw out that question
because he didn't want to answer
that
it.
Question. Because defense. Either way I answer it,
yeah.
it looks bad.
But you know what they say, Richie? The best offense is a good defense, or is
it
the other way around?
There it
the
is.
Best defense
that's
is a good
what
offense.
He was doing.
Yeah, because right, a lawyer.
Smart. That's pretty smart.
He's a lawyer. He did. Brendan's a big basketball fan, and he knows a lot about the inner workings of basketball. And says Stern is just despised.
Hmm. Who's he going for? Is he going for the Thunder or the Heat?
What, did you talk about the
game two tonight? Yeah, game two of the finals or tonight.
Are they still playing basketball?
Yes, they are.
June,
they still
for
do.
For God's sakes. What are they playing basketball in the middle of June for?
They have to play a week longer than hockey.
It's like hockey. Why are they playing in when it gets beyond March? Or April, doesn't the ice melt? Why are they
I don't
playing?
Care. By the way, a little program doesn't reminder, the Kings melt. Have their Stanley Cup parade today if you want to watch it. Yes,
who
you should do that.
Why would anybody care?
Doesn't the ice
shut
melt?
Shut your mouth.
Why
are you kidding?
Anybody care?
I've been a hockey fan since I was four and they
Richie's
never
happy. Richie, okay, watch this.
Watch
okay.
this, Jen. This will yeah, be fun. Yeah. Hey, Doug,
yes,
what do they do with the ice when they bring the basketball teams in?
They cover it with the... When they put the chamois, what do they call that stuff, chevron?
The chamois, the shamwow over
The floor
it.
Goes down on top of the
okay.
ice.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Very
good.
So how do you think they keep the
what
ice
you
from
no,
melting?
Really and truly, what do you think? I am a
well,
complete
coming
imbecile.
After, coming after you say, doesn't yeah. the ice melt
well,
in June?
I said that facetiously because it seems, under the circumstances, nobody would care that's normal about anything that has to do with ice skating after March.
Yeah. I got
why?
News for you. It's 65 degrees in Los Angeles in March. I can't understand why they.
I don't understand
anyway.
Why they even have a hockey
they
team.
They don't.
In
That's
Los
what's
Angeles.
So great. You know what?
What's
I don't
point?
Like any of you.
51,
break,
21 after the hour.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
After the hour, Beyond Good Day, original thoughts from the original actors and the Doug Steffen, we could call this an ensemble, I think, right? The Doug Steffen
sure,
ensemble.
Absolutely.
All right. So Jennifer is next with today's focus, today's story.
Well, Billboard.com did a survey this week about the top, the sexiest people in music.
Really?
And I have to, issues I wanted to run by you guys. Britney Spears was named number one, the most sexiest woman in music today. What?
Really?
I have to ask you, is she too crazy to still be number one sexy girl in music? Because I don't know if she can still be sexy knowing that we know that she's kind of nutty.
Nutty is kind of sexy, though.
Yes,
according
not,
to whom?
See, Angelina Jolie is nutty in a sexy kind of way.
Yeah.
Because she thinks she might, like, kill you and, you know, put
drink your blood
around her neck.
Yeah.
But Britney is like shave your hair kind of crazy. And I don't know if that still qualifies her to be number one on this list.
See, I don't find her as sexy, like, even without the crazy.
Yeah,
I
not
just,
at all. Yeah.
I don't get it. I've never got it.
I found her hot before the crazy.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
But now it's just a little too much. All right, so let me tell you the rest of the list. You can see who she was up against. Very odd.
Who's
she was number
list
one. This is Billboard.
Okay.
So all the readers of Billboard got to vote online. So fan voted. And she won by a lot. She got 27%
wow.
of the vote.
Wow.
Beyonce, who was number two, got 13% of the vote. I get Beyonce. Cyrus was at number three. Rihanna at number four.
Ooh,
then another one I have a little trouble with. Lady Gaga, number five.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Really? Have you seen her face? Number six, Carrie Underwood got 6% of the vote. Sorry. Do you hear that out loud?
Oh, yeah.
Shakira, number seven.
Ooh.
Nicole Scherzinger, if you remember her from The X Factor, number eight, Pussycat Doll. And then Taylor Swift, number nine, and Katy Perry rounded out the list at number 10. Now, another shocking
result.
Is
really sexy, Shakira.
Really? See, I think Beyonce's hot
think
and Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
I could go with that.
Carrie Underwood's pretty, but she's not sexy.
I think she's kind of hot.
Is this sexy or pretty?
This is sexy. Sexiest women and men. Now, let me tell you about the men's side of things. Number one, sexiest man in music, Adam Lambert.
Says whom?
Really?
Oh, yeah, these readers at Billboard.com.
Is
that weird?
Great.
That,
I think we might be engaged.
26% of the vote, Adam Lambert.
Oh,
I can't believe it.
That is terrific. I'm engaged
number
to Adam Levine.
Number two is your boyfriend, Adam Levine,
yep.
which I can get that.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Justin Bieber. Bieber fever. Obviously, that's why you're voting. Number four was Enrique Iglesias.
A little twerp.
Right. Also on the list is Bruno Mars, John Bon Jovi, which I can kind of get. Chris Brown. Again, shouldn't he be disqualified from a sexy list when he beats somebody?
Right.
It's not
sexy
anymore.
No, beating's not sexy.
No. And then you also have Usher and Drake on the list. No Bruce Springsteen, Roberta.
Aw. Yeah, Bon Jovi, though.
What's the age? Who are they surveying?
It's Billboard.
Yeah. But are they surveying record industry executives, program directors, or people on the street? Billboard, the average person on the street doesn't even know what Billboard is.
Right.
Yeah, Billboard is the industry. It's like Talkers Magazine for talk. Billboard is for music.
But no, because Billboard sponsors a lot of syndicated shows. I mean, that's still where your top 10 shows come from, your top 100,
the music
your top
they
40.
Pick.
Yeah. Right. So I think people do know Billboard. It's just, it was just a weird vote, I thought.
Well, I don't know. I think that in terms of what our personal preferences are, it is often a factor of age. Again, I'd like to know who these people are by age, by experience. They bring their own biases to it as anything. And by the way, these surveys are done most of the time with an end result in mind before you even do the survey.
This is true.
Kind of like the
Miss survey
Universe pageant.
Right, yeah. We figured it out before it's over. And by the way, you win. But don't tell anybody until it's all over.
600,000 votes were cast, though, by
28, really? That's a lot. 28 past the hour.
Long lives, well lived. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
I work out every day for 2 hours. Jack LaLanne can't afford to die. Wrecked my image.
That's legendary fitness king Jack LaLanne, ironically, speaking not long before his death in January 2010 at age 93. LaLanne is a central figure in the terrific documentary How to Live Forever, now on DVD. For boomers especially, How to Live Forever is the perfect film at the perfect moment. Just as they're coming to terms with their own mortality, here comes director Mark Wexler asking all the right questions about life and longevity. And he elicits a staggering range of thoughtful answers, not only from celebrities like LaLanne and comedian Phyllis Diller, but from people like 103-year-old Emma Jackson, who still lives on her own.
When I become a little old lady, I'm going to live with all my kids. I'm going to play in the mud all day and bounce on the furniture without moving my shoes.
Then there's Buster Martin. He spoke with Wexler at age 101, a year after he made headlines in Britain for beating up two thugs who tried to rob him.
Shouldn't have pushed me on the floor. That makes me an ain't made. Before they knew it, I'll kick them, two of them. I'm sure they'll never be a father.
Wexler says a series of three events inspired him to make the movie.
When I turned 50, I guess, and my mom died, and my AARP card arrived very quickly together, it sort of propelled me into making the film. And basically, I wasn't going to go down without a fight.
And as for LaLanne, well, his family says he was still doing his daily exercise routine the day before he succumbed to pneumonia. To the end, he lived by the philosophy he espoused for 7 decades.
The good old days of this second.
This is the moment I've waited for.
This is it. As I said before, who makes it happen? You.
You won't really learn how to live forever if you see How to Live Forever, but you might just learn a thing or two about how to live.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
The hour now.
Yes, it is.
Is everything all right? What's in this for you? Perhaps a smile. Information? You get a spin on things. How many knew the Jim Rome story? I didn't know the Jim Rome story at all.
No.
I didn't know the Billboard story. And now it's Roberta's turn in our barrel here. Everybody goes into the barrel every day in this hour, beyond the normal stuff on Good Day. Heather and Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me, if there's time, with our thoughts, a thought pattern, a thought cycle created by something that has happened that stirs us to the quick.
Well, Doug, you know how we were talking about, you know, Happy Father's Day and who still has fathers?
Father's Day this weekend,
yeah.
Yeah,
this weekend, and the only one who still has a dad is Jennifer to wish a happy Father's Day. Well, I have the answer for the rest of us.
Yes!
What's that?
We can wish somebody a happy Father's Day, we can do it online, and we can honor the head of our country. Cue hail to the chief, Rich.
Oh, okay.
He is so on it.
Right.
There we go. Okay, you can go online and you can wish Mr. Barack Obama, President of the United States, a happy Father's Day. It says, join Michelle and sign Barack's card. So all you have to do is go to Google, put in send Obama a Father's Day card. It'll come up there. Wonderful picture.
That's pretty dangerous.
They all have excellent teeth, by the way.
This is, by the
way, this
is very...
Wonderful photo of smiling Michelle.
I just blew up a little.
Yeah. The two girls, Barack, and it says, wish Barack a happy Father's Day.
Join
Michelle.
How much do you have to pay to sign the card?
Nothing. You just... You have to put your real name in there. But for those of us who have a father...
There's a similar card that the Republican National Committee has sponsored for Mitt Romney.
Yeah, that's a prayer card.
Exactly. No, you gotta do a donation to the LDS. Then you can sign his card.
Yeah,
so funny. Here you go. So you can wish the father of our country right now a happy Father's
he's
Day.
Not the father of our country.
Right now, he's the father
he's
of our
the
country.
Not the father of our country.
The father of our country is George Washington.
Yeah, but
he's the founding father.
He's the founding father.
Right.
This is the current father of our country.
He's not the father.
Join Michelle, as it says. Join Michelle and sign Barack's card. So I've already done so.
Father of our country. You guys,
I've already done so. Are you going to do it, Heather?
I'm going to send one and sign it George Zimmerman.
Yeah. I said, I'd like to sign this card, Heather, but I can't afford the ink.
Heather and Roberta are outweighed 2-3 here. There are three no votes on Mr. Obama and two yes votes for Mr. Obama.
I have to say, they do have excellent teeth.
Yeah, they do have great teeth.
Who, the Obamas? Oh,
they're good-looking family.
Yeah. Nice.
The dental care is important when running a country.
It is. Right.
But you know what? There hasn't been an ugly president because people won't vote for ugly people. So every president we've had lately is attractive.
Right. That's the way it works now.
Nixon, because of the television era.
Right.
And that's right.
If you're it's not a popularity contest.
Eisenhower would never have won. Nixon was not attractive. I said everybody since Nixon.
Oh, since Nixon, yeah.
Has been attractive.
All right, Carter.
Look at
Carter
is attractive,
some, I guess.
Yeah, not bad. Not when he was younger, okay. Certainly.
Yeah. I mean, Jerry Ford wasn't, but he didn't get elected.
Carter's got Jerry like Ford trigger. Was kind of attractive.
But he didn't get elected. He never got elected. Remember? And get
Ford
beaten
doesn't do it for me.
By Jimmy Carter. He doesn't do it for anybody anymore. He's pushing him up.
I like him for his peanut connection because I do love a good bowl of
Jimmy
sausage.
Carter?
Yeah. Wasn't he a peanut farmer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Still is.
Still is.
Right.
So I like him for his peanuts.
Good for you. Congratulations. But Clinton's a good-looking guy. George W., the H.W., old man, Bush, not great-looking.
He was attractive, I think.
No, he wasn't.
I actually, all the Bushes.
I think I'd give him more points than his son.
What, the old man?
Yeah, the old man. Because the son looks like a monkey to me.
Well,
he just does.
A certain amount of...
To me, if you look at Barack Obama and you look at George Bush side-by-side, George Bush, little Bush... They look a lot alike. They have the ears. They have the same face shape. And then didn't you hear that they're actually distant cousins, like 10 cousins apart?
Yeah, that's right.
There is a family resemblance there.
Well, I thought it was Cheney who was related to him.
And then we could go the whole Illuminati thing and whatever. And, the bloodline.
The Bilderbergers.
Trilateralists. Yeah. All those good guys. That's all great stuff, actually. But the thing is, George was born in Uganda. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
George never saw his birth certificate.
Born in Uganda. I didn't see it.
Dan Rather faked George Bush's birth certificate.
Did you ever see Bill Clinton's birth certificate?
No.
No, I never saw it.
I know.
All right.
But we've seen Barack's.
I've seen a few other things on Bill Clinton.
Many have.
How you doing?
Bill Clinton on
are you
going
to smoke that cigar?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Enough of that stuff. Yesterday, we were talking about Kraft. And I'm trying to remember, I think it was the Oreo cookie thing.
Yes, they're going to put bubble gum.
They own Nabisco.
Right.
I understand that Kraft is going to separate out now the Kraft grocery company. They're not going to be, Nabisco is going to be on one side, and the Kraft grocery company is going to be on the other side. So apparently Kraft isn't doing so well, and I can't imagine why. Given the fact that they do these great things like American cheese, they produce these products that are neither American nor cheese, and apparently their whole repertoire is stuff like that, and the public's getting wise to it. Imagine that. The public is getting wise to people putting things on labels that aren't true. And they're doing it before the government gets involved, because the government doesn't get involved with the big companies, because they don't want to, half of them have been in and out of government anyway, they don't want to mess with them. So they go after other people. Somebody said to me yesterday, I'm trying to remember who it was somebody who was not an American, I met somewhere, who lives in America, but didn't grow up here. And they had heard the story about the DEA agents going into a farmer's home with a gun, not DEA, but USDA agents with guns drawn to make sure this woman and her two children would stop at 5 o'clock in the morning offering milk to people who came across the border from Nevada to California. And this woman said, you know, this is the first sign I've seen of what I've heard a lot of in Europe where I came from, how America is basically crumbling from within. Can you imagine anything? We have illegal immigrants coming from everywhere, bringing drugs and all kinds of stuff, Al-Qaeda, who knows who's, and yet they go after people in this country with guns. The agents have guns drawn, pointed at a mother and her two children because they're milking cows and somebody from Nevada came to their farm and bought milk. That's decay.
Really nuts.
It's decay. It's the excesses. And again, back to government and how many people. Barack Obama said last Friday the companies, the private sector was in good shape. It was the government that was in tough shape because there are 43,000 fewer government employees than there were a year ago.
Right.
Right. Like George Bush brought in 400,000 new government employees when he was president. Since Obama's been president, he's brought in about 300,000. So now they've run out of money and they're having to lay them off. So who's shedding a tear? It's the government sector that's in trouble.
Got to fix it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
We got to fix this country. We have to get more taxes and pay more government workers.
Is it my turn yet? Whose hasn't gone?
You just took your turn.
No, I thought it was.
Isn't Heather. Heather gets
Heather hasn't done one yet. All right. Yeah. Heather's next on Good Day. It's 17 and a half for the hour.
Hey, this is your musician father speaking. Father's Day is almost here, and I'm publicly asking my family for a favor. This year, please buy Father's Day gifts at Guitar Center. There's a huge sale now through Sunday, so you can score gifts at ridiculous prices. Like instrument and mic cables, $2 for $10. AKG stereo headphones or Fender pedal tuners, just $29. Plus new everyday low prices on strings, sticks, and heads. So please go to Guitar Center before the sale ends on Sunday. Because musician dads are not like regular dads.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose Safelite.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
When YouTube made its internet debut in 2005, no one could have predicted the global effect it would have for musicians or record labels. Fast forward to present day, and wannabe recording artists are exploiting the .com site to broadcast their music to the world and to get noticed by record companies. A case in point is Eurodance artist Abby Flintstone, a 19-year-old wunderkind from Lommel, Belgium, who has been likened to an Asian female Eminem and has used YouTube to her advantage. For her efforts and marketing acumen, Flintstone's reward is that she has been signed by New York-based Big Jake Music, an indie record label and part of Seven Arts Music. Recently, parent company Seven Arts Entertainment announced that it will start marketing Flintstone's single Get Out of My Way, featuring Kalik Scott, a song she recorded in her bedroom. The song has reached number 2 on Belgium's dance charts and will be available later this month in the U.S. For more information, visit www.bigjakemusic.com or www.7artspictures.com. That's the number 7artspictures.com.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
That make me crazy. That make me crazy.
How'd you like to spend the next several nights wondering if you're crazy, out of work, bum uncle will shave your head while you sleep?
All right, Heather is here with her thoughts on the day, on Beyond the Day.
Thoughts of sanity, apparently. All right, this is something I am the biggest practicer of talking to myself.
Really?
Yeah. I do it all the time.
I never noticed that here. Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Do you answer yourself?
I was going to say, and sometimes it gets worse because I'll answer myself, but I'll yell at myself or something, and then I yell at myself for yelling at myself. So it's like this whole long conversation going on. And a lot of times it is out loud. It is audible. And yeah. I was very pleased to see that I found in a science journal, there's this article saying that it actually can be beneficial.
It's good, yeah.
To talk to yourself out loud.
Yeah.
If you think of like little kids as they're learning things like tying their shoes or something, when they say it out loud, the instructions of it, it helps them kind of stay focused and on task and whatever. So then they took this a step further and they did some studies with adults and gave them pictures of like an item to find, like a teapot. And they found when they were saying this out loud, searching for it, they would find the items quicker. So now I'm kind of feeling like I'm not so crazy and I'm onto something. So when I'm running around the house looking for my keys and I'm like, keys, 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 it's going to help me find it better. And nobody can say I'm nuts.
Are you talking to me?
Uri.
Who's talking to me?
Uri.
Are you talking to me?
Who said that?
Uri Geller is a great proponent of that. I remember two circumstances when I lost something. One of them was Charlotte. And I was like unbelievably concerned. And I called Uri. Charlotte was just here with me. She was probably about three at the time, maybe two. She might have been two. And I had just moved into Eastleigh. And I brought her down there, and the guys were working on something, and there was this loud, horrible machine that was making awful noise. It scared Charlotte to the point where I had taken her out of the truck, and we were walking around, and I was talking to the guys, and she disappeared. It was about 6:30 at night, and she went, and I couldn't find her. And she didn't respond. She was that afraid. And I could hear her as I moved through the brush up on the side of the hill, but she wouldn't come to me. And so, and then somebody called about, it was after dark, somebody called and said they saw this little dog walking in the road. And I thought, oh, my God. So I went to every single place I could think of where she might be able to get, you know, close enough to the farm. And I swear I could hear her moving around, but she wouldn't come to me.
And I'd be and you're like calling out
and
for
all
her
kinds
and stuff,
of
stuff. Right?
Yeah, I'd be calling out. Exactly. So I called Uri, and it was about 8:45 East Coast time, so it would have been 2:00 in the morning. And I said, Uri, I can't find Charlotte. He said to me, you will find her in the morning as soon as the sun comes up in a place that's easy for you to get to. Well, so it started to rain. I was out. I kept outside and looked for her until about 2:30 in the morning and couldn't find her. But I swear that I heard her. And so I went back to the house. I slept for a couple of hours. But I thought to myself, my God, where is this? I mean, at that point, she was as precious as she is to me now. I mean, she's always been extraordinarily precious to me. So I woke up about, it was just before I went on the air. It was a Friday night, Saturday morning, and I was supposed to be on the air at 6:00. So I went back to the barn, and it's a little after 5, and I pull up to the barn, and I get out of the truck, and she comes out of the barn. She heard me get out of the truck. She'd be out. She was covered with ticks and I mean, she's just awful.
She had a rough night.
Never so happy to see. And she was obviously happy as could be to see me. She was so scared. But she came back, went into the barn, and just stayed in a place that she was protected. Mm-hmm. And you know, other than the ticks and stuff. But I don't let her out or around anything that's noisy anymore.
I'm still trying to figure out how we got to this story from talking to yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to myself through, I said Uri. I brought Uri into it because Uri is a great believer in reinforcing what you think. And I use this as an example of how I had negative thoughts. And Uri says, nope, this is how what's going to happen. This is. I think if you talk yourself into or out of anything, it's very plausible for me, the way I believe, to actually talk yourself into or out of things. And it is, I think, if you're if it's oral, that is, if you can hear yourself putting the words out rather than just thinking them, the words take shape and they have impact. How's that, Richie, for an explanation? That makes
my
sense?
Engineer, who's a brilliant guy, talks to himself all the time.
I'm not
he
surprised.
Talks out his ideas.
Right. 51 after on Good Day.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Again, he says he's sorry and he's responsible for the losses in the billions. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. He's been known as a rock star in the banking industry, arguably the most important banker in the country, if not the world, full of charisma and charm, and all of that was on display at a Senate hearing yesterday. The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, wasted no time as he said this right off the bat.
We've let a lot of people down, and we are very sorry for it.
Dimon taking full responsibility for the loss of more than $2 billion in a risky, questionable trading venture, and he added this.
We will lose some of our shareholders' money, and for that we feel terrible. But no client, customer, or taxpayer money was impacted by this event.
Dimon was not asked specifically just how much more than $2 billion was lost. In a CNBC interview later in the day, he refused to talk numbers, only saying shareholders would soon be informed as to the losses for the most recent quarter. Back to the Senate hearing, Dimon said the faulty trading strategy lacked executive oversight, but could this happen again? Dimon said steps have been taken to prevent that.
We are also conducting an extensive review of this incident, which our board of directors is independently overseeing. When we make mistakes, we take them seriously, and we are often our own toughest critic.
That's nice to know. Oh, and we also had this at the hearing yesterday. A scene. Protesters making a scene in the hearing room before the hearing even got started. That chant of stop foreclosures now aimed at Jamie Dimon and all bankers. Those protesters were quickly removed from the room. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now, 1-800-940-5467. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now, 1-800-940-5467. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-940-5467. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-940-5467.
On Wall Street, a down day for the markets yesterday. The Dow off 77 points, closing at 12,496. S&P fell 9. NASDAQ off by 24. Oil prices dropped 70 cents a barrel, finishing at $82.62. Another day of graphic testimony expected today in the Pennsylvania courtroom, where former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky is on trial. Sandusky facing more than 50 charges of sexually molesting boys over a 15-year period. Yesterday, jurors listened to two more young men who testified that Sandusky molested them multiple times as children. Couple of sports notes for you. First of all, golf. The U.S. Open begins today at the Olympic Club in San Francisco. The marquee threesome that will attract most of the attention today includes Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Bubba Watson, the defending Masters champion. And in another group, you have the defending U.S. Open champion. He's now all of 23 years old. Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland says he's ready to go.
You know, really looking forward to this week and, you know, giving it a good go and trying to defend.
And for Major League Baseball, also in San Francisco, you had Matt Cain of the Giants throwing the 22nd perfect game in Major League Baseball history last night, a perfecto in a 10-0 win over the Houston Astros. Closing notes, let's start with this. Powerball played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Last night's drawing worth $240 million. That was the big jackpot. Winning numbers were 7, 10, 14, 33, 57, the Powerball, 18. One ticket was sold that matched all the numbers. It was sold in the state of Iowa. Whoever won it, I know I'm related to you. And finally, you remember the mob movie Goodfellas, Ray Liotta playing Henry Hill, mobster turned FBI informant.
And we were treated like movie stars with muscle. We had it all just for the asking. It was a glorious time.
And there's word the real Henry Hill has died at the age of 69 in Los Angeles. Hill's story was the basis for the book Wise Guy by Nick Pileggi, which was then turned into the gangster film Goodfellas. Hill served time in prison before he began as an FBI informant. It is said information he provided led to 50 arrests. Again, Henry Hill dead at the age of 69. No word as to whether Hill thought he was still living as a schnook before the very end. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.